let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Sheila McTaggart had gone missing one afternoon when she was 11, had not been seen again. Her brother George had told her when she went to school that morning that if anything happened to her, he would not stop looking for her until hell freezes over. That's the storyline in the highly acclaimed thriller Until Hell Freezes Over from noted author Ernie Moulton. Ernie was born near Tampa, Florida, grew up in Florida. He was published first stories back in the school newspaper while in the fifth grade, continued writing stories. His extensive travels while in the Navy and later while working for the Army bring to life his scenarios and characterizations. He now lives and writes in Crestwood, Kentucky. Ernie Moulton, author of the riveting suspense novel Until Hell Freezes Over, is our guest on This Week in America. Ernie, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So many books you've written, especially since 2002, we're focusing, and we'll talk about some of these, but focusing on Until Hell Freezes Over. This book is getting rave reviews. I'm fascinated where the ideas come from your book. So let's talk with Until Hell Freezes Over. This is really an important book. We'll talk about the characters in a second, but where did this idea come from, the storyline for Until Hell Freezes Over?
I got to thinking about the problem that faces this country, our people. People often don't know about it. And I thought, well, let's do something about it. Let's write a story that has people looking and trying to fix that problem. That is, they call it sex tourism. They call it white slave trade. They call it many other names, but it's hidden. It's never talked about.
You know, and in reading this, sounds like it that you've done a lot of research. Talk about that, because this really, what little we know about it, we're still finding out more about this, the sex trafficking, but this sounds very realistic. What kind of research did you do in putting the story together for Until Hell Freezes Over?
I searched that newspaper article, a magazine article, but also going to the internet and going down into countries, into government sites, and trying to find out, is it really a problem or is it just imagination? And yes, there are thousands of girls that disappear every year and never heard from again.
And this is interesting because I mentioned that Sheila goes to school, she disappears, her brother George is looking for her. What years later he finds her, but she really can't express what happened to her, can she? I mean, it's sort of like there's this void there.
Well, you know, we have, our brains are able to suppress bad memories to a great extent, and she just was, just could not, she just did not remember. And so part of the story is to go back and find out what really did happen to her and see. And when he found out, he says, oh, I can't let that go. I must find that man if he's still working and take him down.
And without giving away too much of the book, he's able to put a system together to try to draw this man out to see if he, in fact, is still there. And it's a unique way he goes about this. And it's really a story almost ripped from the headlines. It is a thriller that's receiving rave reviews, Until Hell Freezes Over by Ernie Moulton. And that's Moulton. Book available, Amazon, GlobalSummitHouse.com, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Ernie's website is ErnieMoulton.com. And we have all that on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. Ernie, talk about the main characters in this particular book. How did you go about developing these? Because they seem lifelike. They're very relatable people.
Well, characters come to me as a person. They come with a name, they come with a size, with a color, and if I try to change that when I'm writing, it feels wrong. The characters just are. So I've got a man who's got a challenge and intends to find out what happened to his sister. And I've got a wife that loves him and is willing to help in the same way. Then he finds four girls who are willing to get on the internet and talk to people. And he chases the, and he in fact does look for that man.
It's a fascinating story, Until Hell Freezes Over by Ernie Moulton, M-O-U-L-T-O-N. Book available wherever books are sold. Information on this book and all of Ernie's books at his website, erniemoulton.com. When you started this, and we'll sort of talk about your writing process. Do you know where the story is going to go when you start? Is there an outline, either on like a whiteboard or a mental outline? Or does it sort of form as you're telling the story?
It forms as I'm telling the story. I have a goal, yes, in this case, to find the man who took his sister down. But to get there is a long journey, and the story develops as it goes. I developed four girls who are totally different from each other, at the same age, and they react in different ways. I will not know how they react until I get there. But when they come, they seem to have a life of their, they make decisions, and then I have to write down what they thought.
Is it difficult when your book is over, when you're saying goodbye to these characters? Because I understand what, and I can feel that you sensed who these people are in your mind. These are real people. What's it like when the story is over?
Well, I don't say goodbye to them. I find the next adventure.
There you go.
Yeah, I do not say goodbye to them. They continue to grow, and they have grown for the last years, and they're much older at this point in my life. But yes, they're still alive.
Always a member of the Moulton family. And you've got, I'm going to talk about the past books, but a new one coming out here very soon. You were talking about, when we were talking before, No Cure. Talk about that briefly, the story, and when that's going to be out, because that's coming out here very soon.
You don't have that cover, do you?
No, do not have the cover for that book, No Cure. The book we're talking about is Until Hell Freezes Over by Ernie Moulton. Book available at Ernie's website, erniemoulton.com, at Amazon, at Global Summit House. We can see that now in the TV version of that. Thank you for getting that. No Cure, and that book will be, that's available very soon?
It should be out in another week or so. Yes, gone to the printer. It's been set. In this book, my man George Mistiskish is poisoned with a rare poison from the Amazon jungle, and there is no cure for it. And he does all he can, or the people who works with do all they can to find a cure, and they can't. They pray for a cure, and nothing happens. And the book is finding that cure. And it's really a crisis of faith for them because they believe in their prayer and nothing is happening.
A fascinating concept, and I love that. And George, the older brother in Until Hell Freezes Over, that's what you were talking about. They sort of continue in different roles and in different scenarios. And George is the main character in this book. Where did this idea come from?
It's hard to say. It just happened. Most of my ideas just happened. I ask you a question, what if, in this case, what if there was no cure for a poison? And the cure, the people he knows, know that their prayers get answered and they don't get answered. What will happen if that happens? So it became a book.
A book, and that will be out very soon. That's called No Cure. The book we're talking about specifically right now is Until Hell Freezes Over. You'll find it at Amazon at erniemoulton.com, published by globalsummithouse.com, and marketed by Global Summit House, a publishing and marketing company that caters to the author's needs. Ernie, let's talk a little bit about some of the past books. What genres are you interested in? This is a thriller that we're talking about, Until Hell Freezes Over. Are they all in that general category, or do you do other types of books?
Most of them are in the thriller category, but I've also written a number of books in fantasy world where there are no guns, where you travel by horses and you fight with swords and magic. Storage and magic. And the last one out on that is called Desert Ruins. And again, George Mistiskish is the central character in it.
Yeah, I love the continuation of the characters, and you'll find all of George's book or all of Ernie's books, some featuring George, on his website, erniemolton.com. Other books, The Long Voyage to Peace, The Biotech Caper, The City Under the Sea, Desert Ruins that Ernie just talked about, Dragon Threat, The Making of a Paladin, No Cure, the new one, and the one we're talking about on this program, Until Hell Freezes Over. Let's go back to where this writing began for you. What fifth grade? What were you writing about in fifth grade, and what hooked you on writing stories at that early age, and basically inspired you for the rest of your life?
I had read a couple of science fiction stories even then, and had read most of the Hardy Boys books, and so I invented a Hardy Mobile, which looked like a Nash Rambler, and family drove around in it. And it could fly. So it was fifth grade imagination.
I love it. Nash Rambler. One of my first cars was an old Nash Rambler, and it didn't fly. I could barely get it to drive, but it was, I do remember exactly what you're talking about. But that's sort of a classic car, isn't it? The whole styling and everything with that. I love that. And it, Ernie Molton is our guest on the program. ErnieMolton.com is his website. Talking about the early days. How have you matured as a writer in the sense that you've got all of these worldly experiences now? I mentioned the military. Has all that made you, do you think, a better writer, more inquisitive? You've been in different scenarios. You've witnessed different people. Has that developed you as a writer?
Yes, it has. As I talk to people and understand people and know how people tend to think, then I want my characters to be living characters and think and not always agree with each other, but that's what we are as people. We get along, we argue, we fight, but we come back and we're friends.
Why did you get away from writing there? You did the military. What made you get into the military? And then after getting out, go back to write? Or did you continue to write while you were in the military?
No, life happened. Military took all of my time and energy, and yeah, I did not write anything while I was in the Navy. But still, I visited different countries and talked to different people. I learned the languages as best I could in foreign ports so I could actually talk to people. And it just stayed with me. And I always wanted to write, but never did. But then one day I said, I'm going to write a book. So I did.
And another one, and another one, and another one. And that's made Ernie so successful as a writer. Ernie Molton, that MOULTON. If you're Googling, and Ernie is ErnieE. His website, erniemolton.com. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. This is a riveting suspense novel. Not just me saying it, but others saying that as well. As a writer, talk about the challenges that it takes to a thriller, the pacing. You've got to, you know, sort of maintain this. You can't give us too much all at one time. You've got to keep us interested and go from chapter to chapter. How difficult is that for the pacing? So when, so you bring the thriller out during the course of the story. For example, Until Hell Freezes Over, we go from one suspenseful situation to another. Talk about, from a writing standpoint, doing that, to bring it along at the proper pacing.
I don't think pacing, it just is. As the way I put it is the characters do their own thing, and then I have to write it down. In the first book, the City Under the Sea, they discover a 10-year-old girl who's just been orphaned in front of their eyes, and okay, that could happen. But then she decided to join the group. She decided, and I had to write her in. I had not planned on that at all. These are the kind of things that happen to me as I'm writing. And as the characters decide what they want, then I write it down.
You know, it's interesting. You had this interest early. You, as you say, life got in the way. You were in the military, learned from that, went back to writing. What do you say to somebody out there who's always wanted to write a book, but for whatever reason is procrastinated? All of a sudden, maybe they're retired now and they would like to do that. What encouragement, what words of advice?
First of all, think real people, characters. Characters are more than just a person. They're a micro look at part of a person. but they're more alive because you can't really see what's inside the head of a person, but you can see what's inside the head of your characters. And so if they live for you, then write down what they would do. And I asked myself, what would happen if a man and a woman who didn't like each other worked together and discovered that they were in love? Would they get married or would they walk away? So that happens. Conflict makes a lot of the story. And if they can resolve the conflicts, fine. If they don't, the story dies.
You know, it's interesting. Having an inquisitive nature seems to be important. You've mentioned that several times. The what if always comes to mind as you're selecting a story and telling a story. This book is out Until Hell Freezes Over, available at Amazon, the usual places. All of Ernie's books at erniemolton.com, and of course the new one, No Cure. What are you working on now? What stories are you developing for a later publication?
At this point, I'm also writing a book further along in the history of this family, and they're exploring in Florida, in the wild country of Florida, and I don't know what they'll find yet. Like I said, I start out, I know what they're looking for. They'll find something, but I don't know what it's going to be. The story happens as they explore.
Well, we'll look forward to that as all of Ernie's stories. What is this like for you, this period of your life where you now have the time, you're able to develop these ideas, to write these stories, and you've got a book and another book and another book, and you're doing very well in telling these stories? Again, the reviews are excellent. How much fun is this that you refound this ability and talent of writing stories? What's this like for you?
It's exploring the world and seeing what's out there. I had them go into the Bahamas, decide to visit San Salvador, the landing of Columbus landing. And when they got there, discovered that nobody really knew which island was San Salvador. It was designated, but no one really knew. So they decided to explore the trail and see if they could figure it out. It's exploring life. And I get to look at the rest of the world all over. And I enjoy finding my way in a world that has amazing things all over it.
You know, it's like a giant research project that you're going through and learning every day. Do you write every day? I got a couple minutes left here. I'm curious about the writing process. Do you set aside time? Or I'm almost thinking you have to set aside time not to write because these stories come to you and you grab them and write them. Do you have a specific time or how do you go about deciding when to write each day?
I try to write every evening and I do write something every evening. In the course of the day, if I'm not busy working at something, I'll think through a scene that I'm working on and I'll play it in my mind two or three times or four or five times and then go home and write it down. So the characters are always alive for me.
Well, this is such a fascinating conversation with a successful author, Ernie Molton, M-O-U-L-T-O-N. Ernie is E-R-N-I-E. If you're going to Google, you can go to his website, erniemolton.com. In fact, I'll recommend that. If you go there, you'll get information on the book we're talking about specifically, Until Hell Freezes Over, information on his newest book, No Cure, and all the older books there as well. If you go to Amazon, just click on the author's name and all the books will appear. Also, globalsummithouse.com as well, and all this on our website. Ernie, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully, we can continue this conversation at some point. Thank you so much for spending some time with us on the program. Congratulations on the success of all of your work. Looking forward to No Cure and the other books coming from Ernie. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for inviting me. I've enjoyed it.
It has been our pleasure. Ernie Molton is the author of Until Hell Freezes Over and many more books. You'll find them on his website, erniemolton.com. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.